Gary Doyle Show.
Well, it appears that the Republicans are having a communication problem, especially when they're campaigning against a woman. Now, as you know, I say on the program, the data doesn't lie. People lie about the data. So here's the data. Of the 78 women serving in the House of Representatives, 59 are Democrats. Of the 20 females serving in the Senate, 16 are Democrats. Of the 231 members, Republican members of the House of Representatives, 19 of them are female, or about 8%. Maybe it's just they're not around enough women to know what they have to do in order to be able to communicate with them. We're going to talk about that and a lot more with our guest, Anita Finley. She's an author, actress, blogger, epictimes.com contributor, a really cool chick, and she is going to be an up-and-coming radio star. How do I know that? Well, one, from her many appearances here on the program, and two, today I heard her demo tape, and I got to tell you, it's really, really good. Anita, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much, Jerry. You always have so many lovely surprises for me, even before we start talking. It's hilarious.
Oh, I forgot to tell people, your book is called Dirty Words on Clean Skin, and it spent 16 weeks, number one position, Amazon's Women in Politics list. So kudos to you for the on that. When you look at the number of women, there's definitely a diversity problem in the Republican Party, whether it's women, whether it's blacks, whether it's Latinos. The Republicans seem to have gotten very, very old, very, very white, very, very right, and very, very uptight. I would have to think that in the year 2013, you wouldn't have to do on-the-job training on how to talk to women, but apparently that's where they're at.
Well, it's kind of frightening. I mean, I had seen a number of articles about this, that Speaker Boehner had been telling his fellow male Republicans to be more sensitive when speaking to women. And I'm sorry, it just made me laugh. It's like, hey, when you're talking to those women, you know, because we get a little cranky and crazy, and you want to be sensitive when you talk to us. That in itself is sexist on its face. It's ridiculous. Just talk to us like human beings. Speak to us with respect. Here's an idea for you, the way you would speak to a man you respect. And you're not going to talk about, here's a couple of examples, because you know I love to give examples, Jerry. Here's Mitch McConnell, the minority leader, who is running against Alison Lundergan Grimes, and he refers to her as an empty dress. Hint, hint, Republicans, that ain't going to cut it for you.
And well, sorry,
the only thing I wanted to say was that, you know, Republican, and look, you know that I have been very critical of what passes for the current Democratic Party. So this is not just about bashing Republicans, but the reality, as you said, statistics, the figures do not lie, and they have only won the popular vote once in the last 24 years. So clearly they do have a problem with their demographic, because the demographic is changing. 73% of women are in the workforce. 40% of women are head of household or sole breadwinners. And, you know, even conservative women are going to be offended by the way that some men in the Republican Party are talking about rape thing, or some girls rape easy, or legitimate rape, or, you know, it's insensitive. Yeah. It doesn't regard the realities of science. There's so many things wrong with it. Now, if you want, I mean, we'll get into the Democrats, too, because they've said their share of stupid crap, and I will never give you one side without giving you the other. But, you know, just in a nutshell, what people want for themselves, the demographic is changing. There's more Latino people in the population, and there's more women who are out there, whether they're conservative or progressive. They still have to support their families. They still want to make equal wages for doing the same job. You have to treat them with equal respect. It's not just about, oh, let's be sensitive when we're talking to them. That doesn't make sense.
Right. You're basically campaigning against someone who wants the same job that you do. That someone just happens to be a woman, might happen to be a black woman. But, you know, there seems to be, you know, much like labeling of the D's and R's, they go, you know, I heard this guy yesterday, black dude. And then people, you know, have to throw this caveat in. Here's a great quote from this woman. And it's like we're feel compelled to still point that out. So obviously we still have a ways to go. And the Republicans certainly have a ways to go with the gender gap. I mean, Mitt Romney lost the women vote to Barack Obama by 11 points, and 2013 seems to be playing the same thing out. you look at the Republicans, 10-point increase in their unfavorability rating among women. It's at 63%. You're not going to win big sweeping elections, national elections, when you got that kind of number working against you.
Well, you know, here's another thing. I wanted to speak up for a moment about perception, because as you know, obviously President Obama knew he was beleaguered and would have a tough re-election campaign because the economy was doing so poorly, and he knew that the votes of women could bring him over the top. So hence, we have war on women. That's not surprising, and certainly that campaign worked. The thing that bothers me about the Democratic Party and the Republican Party is that they use women as a political football every election cycle. It's yep. pro-choice and pro-life, and we are divided into respective camps, and that is how we are controlled, because if women ever found the way to find some sort of a compromise everybody could live with in terms of that particular issue, the guys would never win another election without us. And this is not about women versus men, but understanding that we all have to coexist. And here's the other disturbing part of this, is that Democrats were able to use this to their benefit, but Republicans have in their platform, and this is where the changing demographic comes in, they have, and nobody wants to talk about this issue, but you know, it, even in the cases of rape or incest, there's no abortion. The fact of the matter is that that's not a winning platform for you.
Even no.
For well, conservative, it's just, it's not. And unless that's the part of what Boehner was telling people, be sensitive in terms of how you talk about this. But basically, he's not telling them to be truthful, because then they will also alienate the more religious part of their base. So in other words, you're telling people to sort of couch what you say in half-truths rather than being honest about how you really feel. And at the end of the day, I need to know who you really are, because that's what's going to make me vote for you or not. And good luck finding that out.
The Republicans, though, have painted themselves into a social issue corner. Scott Riegel, who's a Republican out of Virginia, he won his seat last time by only about 1,000 votes. He's running against a Democrat woman next year. And he said, I want to focus on economic issues, not social issues.
Right.
He said, I look at it this way. I wake up every day not thinking about the social issues. Well, that is the without the social issues, there is no Republican Party, because if it's not God, gays, guns and abortion, what do the Republicans have to talk about? And when they do talk about those issues, they talk about them in very exclusionary ways. And I'll give you an idea of when I was running for Congress back in 2000 in California, and I was asked by the incumbent Democrat what my position on abortion was. And I'll give you my answer to his question when we get back with our guest, Anita Finley. 800-449-8255 is the number. Quick break. Stick with us. We'll be right back.
The Jerry Doyle Show.